Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, theys and gays, welcome to Blighty Day Fiancé, your 9th, 10th, or 11th favorite reality TV recap podcast. My name is Michelle.
I'm Robin Allo.
That's my husband.
That's my wife.
And we are doing this remotely for the first time ever because Robin is out getting his groove back.
Yeah, I'm on a beach, y'all. I'm on a beach.
He's on a beach, and this has inspired.
I'm sorry. It sounds more glamorous than it is. At the moment, it is nighttime on the beach, and I'm out here purely so that y'all don't have to listen to the sound of the air conditioning in my room, which one day might make it below 80 degrees. But it's trying. It's really trying. So I'm sat out on a beach. If you can hear waves, that's because there are waves. And if I don't sound very good, it's because I ain't got no proper mic. But hello, I wouldn't miss this because it's our favorite show.
Yes, it is. And it is something, it's the thing in the schedule that we look forward to the most. Because let's be real, Happily Ever After is... challenging at times. I'm still optimistic. I'm going to maintain that optimism and we are going to continue to cover it. But this really is just where our heart is in this current season.
Happily Ever After is fine, right? It's fine. Thus far, yeah. It hasn't really grossed me out. But thus far, Angela hasn't been on screen and Ed hasn't been full Ed yet, right?
I don't know. The toe
when that
sucking...
happens... Oh, God.
The toe
yeah.
sucking was a lot.
It was a lot, wasn't it? All right, let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be a breeze through. We might have an issue or two with the sound, such as the nature of recording remotely. I promise you, we're doing the best we can.
It's a labor of love.
It is. It truly yeah. is. And we are so grateful to you all for supporting us. On our Patreon, patreon.com/blightyday, I think. All the socials at Blighty Day. Blighty is spelled B-L-I-G-H-T-Y. I love getting messages from you. I run the Instagram, so if you want to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, that is the way to do it. Or email us, blightydayfiance@gmail.com. Okay. Now then, Now let's talk about... Let's talk about Danielle Davis deciding if the polygamous life is right for her. Now, you and I talked about this, and I came around to your way of thinking after foolishly observing the scene and clearly seeing something that wasn't there, which is I thought, oh, he's really listening to her. He's really validating her. Why don't you tell him what your perspective on this was?
Yeah, the man is a genius. He is. I mean, not only was he dressed like a close-up magician, he performs verbal sleight of hand to the degree that he can make you think that one thing is happening, but actually a completely different thing is happening. And call it gaslighting, call it a David Copperfield tribute, whatever it is, he's a master at it, right? Because she came away from that thinking, oh, he's willing to listen to all my problems. But here's what he was actually doing. He was just saying, at some point, I am willing to listen to your problems. Like, what you have to say will be taken on board and considered, right? But it wasn't actually taken on board and considered. He kicked it down the road, and she didn't even realize that was happening. And that is the best way, as a heterosexual man, they teach you this stuff when you're a kid, like how to fool women. Just tell them that you totally respect what they have to say. Men do this all the time, it's gross. And their opinion's really, really important. But actually, don't listen to what they have to say at all. And absolutely do not change your course or your actions or your intentions whatsoever, right? And that's what he did to her, and she fell for it because she's yeah. so sweet and young, and I really like her, but she's no match for him. He's a master.
Well, she was not the only one who fell for it, because I fell for it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what that says about me.
Well, the general standard of education in this country and America is not great, but the school, the secret school that all boys attend to, is still a quality education. Trust me, us men are still getting the finest training on how to be gaslighting bastards.
So let's head on over to Becky and Justin Ryan. So for your benefit, Robin, because you're not good with names, this is the couple who live in Texas and look a lot older than they are.
Yes.
So something has come out.
Will you date my husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're in the strip mall boba tea place that looks dark and dingy. And I don't know about you, but if I were to have a discussion about polygamy, I would want it to be in the, particularly with strangers, I would want it to be in the open air with witnesses.
That's a particularly bad setting for it, because he looks like a tapioca pearl. And so he could easily be mistaken. He could blend in.
He does look like a tapioca pearl. I hadn't thought he's about got an that.
He's got an entirely featureless face, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty forgettable.
Yeah, you can imagine him floating in a sea of green tea.
So here is an interesting wrinkle. Mm. And this is via the unimpeachable beacon of television journalism, which is starcasm.net.
Wow.
So Becky's stepdad was Tony Alamo, a cult leader who married multiple huge trigger warning, child abuse, cult trauma, etc. Just fast forward a bit. Becky's stepdad was Tony Alamo, a cult leader who married multiple underage girls as young as 8 years old.
No.
Tony Alamo. Yes, he is. Tony Alamo was sentenced to 175 years in prison in 2009 after being found guilty of transporting 5 girls across state lines for sex.
Oh, boy. Okay. We love this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We love this show. I never wanted to, like, come at this show because I like this show. But the producers shouldn't be having her on. They really shouldn't.
This is somebody who is, I mean, considering she was 8 years old when her mother married this guy, no wonder she married someone else when she was 16. I mean, can you imagine being raised with that monster?
No, of course not.
Horrifying. Of course she doesn't have a normal relationship.
No. And we've all snickered at her, and it's all kind of like, because it's weird with her kind of cuckweening around with him and stuff. But now it's not funny. And I don't know. I just think that there is inevitable trauma there. And I don't think people who have gone through trauma should be on shows like this. Not for for their sake, not for ours, you know?
No, I agree.
I think it's wrong. I think it's really wrong. I think what we're actually watching play out in that case is not light entertainment. And I don't know that I really want to talk about them now.
Well, I certainly can't make fun of them with reckless abandon the way that we were. But I...
him as well?
I'm just getting to that. So...
Okay.
Their real... I'm not going to say what their real last name is because maybe... they want to keep that private. It's unclear if Justin has or had ties to the Alamo Christian Foundation. However, there was a letter to the editor of the Southwest Times Record published in October 2008, written by someone with the same name, surname as Justin, which is quite unusual. Okay. The letter claimed that Satan was behind the allegations being made against Tony Alamo at the time. Tony...
oh, no!
Tony Alamo News, which I imagine isn't the most neutral or news outlet, added this information... Mark Blank, so Mark, who has the same last name as Justin, claims he's not a member of Alamo's cult, but fails to mention that he was a member for over 35 years and is currently still a sympathizer. He also neglected to mention that his son, Justin Blank, married Tony Alamo's stepdaughter, Becky Krupf Alamo, when she was 15, and they now have many children together. So it sounds like Justin's dad may or may not have been involved in this cult.
And it sounds like they got married when she was 15.
When she was 15 rather than 16. Well, all you need is parental consent.
Well, some states actually, yeah. Oh, this is all horrible.
I know. It's a bit sad. Let's go
horrible.
Like, sad in a different way, which is Shane and Ashley. So, again, for your benefit, Ashley is the pregnant one.
Yeah.
Shane is the cuck. And I think Sarah was the... lady that Ashley went on a date with. I think her name was Sarah. She looked like a Sarah.
She did look like a Sarah.
Now,
very handsome woman. I think he's in a lot of trouble. Although I didn't get the feeling that she was really in it for the long haul. Like, she'll meet him because it's another chance to be on TV. But I don't know. I didn't actually feel that there was a there. Did you?
No, I think in many ways she's better suited than many of the other ladies that we have seen as potential sister wives on this show because she has had relationships with couples before, but I think she is what one might call a unicorn, where, you know, she has dalliances, but she's not like looking to build a family necessarily.
No, I completely agree.
And when she meets Shane, who, as you said, is the human embodiment of a friend zone, I think that situation is going to be a lot less appealing to her. Plus, her kid is what, like 8 years old? I think that's a big ask, coming into a family with a newborn and a toddler and five dogs.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, look, I get the whole ready-made family thing. I sort of do. Like, if you're a single mom, and I guess she is, and, you know, that can be really tough and challenging, and you don't have to build a family. You can just sort of slot into one. I mean, it's kind of what Rabine did with the Browns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see how a lot of your problems get solved overnight. But the real problem I have with this, more than some of the other relationships, it seems to just be a sexual thing. This is the thing. I don't know why I'm saying that in a way, because the men are just really generally guided by sex and it's all kind of gross. But in this case, I just get the feeling that she wants to be sleeping with a woman rather than feels there is room for another woman in their family. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't see her thinking, ooh, let me bring in an equal with whom I can build a family. I don't think that's how she's viewing this setup at all.
No, she really is like the kind of the grossest spectrum of the men. Because we've seen some men on this show who aren't like that. Like the guy that was in previous seasons, the kind of balding guy with the deep voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What was he called?
Yeah, that guy. I don't know. Alan?
He looked like an Alan. You're shouting at your phones. But you all know who I mean. And I never got the feeling that he was motivated by sex. Like he wanted to have sex with my... I actually feel like he really did believe love should be multiplied, not divided, and wanted to grow a bigger family and have a kind of communal living and almost a kind of kibbutzish vibe going on there. You know, it takes a village, all of that stuff, right? And that's one thing. But then you get the men who just want to, you know, fuck more women. And I think she is very much the woman who wants to fuck more women. So I would worry for this lass, we'll call her Sarah, if she does go any further, particularly if there are kids involved. It doesn't feel like a long-term thing at all. I also get the feeling that once she's had sex with a woman a few times, like, that'll be enough. I don't get the feeling that she wants to, like, live with a woman or share her life. And even if it goes well, I think it will go badly.
I don't think she knows what the hell she wants. I don't think she has the first idea of what she wants.
No. And I just think that she knows, right? Yeah, she knows rightly that he is not enough.
Right.
But he's not horrible. Those are the hardest relationships to get out of, aren't they? Have you been in that situation? You must have, right? Where the guy is nice, right? Doesn't deserve to be dumped. Doesn't deserve to have his life turned upside down. But he's not enough.
I've usually just bullied them into leaving me.
Same.
Like, I just treat them very badly until they go. Not to the point where it's abusive, but I'll just be like,
yeah,
I don't like you that much anymore.
It's white fanging them, right? It's
it's,
what's his name in the Hendersons?
Harry and the Hendersons. No, I totally, I,
right? You're mean to them so that they don't get sad that they're not with you anymore.
Exactly. Right?
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So no Salahuddins this week. They are back. Him and his giant inflatable arms are back. Yep. Next week, his tiny head and tiny voice and personality that's upstaged by a windsock.
Yeah. Well, she needs to inflate his sense of self and ego because he has none.
Yeah. Oh, God. I know. What do you even what is there to inflate?
Yeah, you do
like
need.
Like I said, the windsock has more personality.
Right. You need the shrivel balloon before you can blow up the balloon, right?
Oh, God.
He's just a rubber tube. He's not even sealed at one end. Yeah. Okay. So they ain't in it. Who forgot left?
Well, your favorite and mine.
Oh, boy.
Derek, Danielle, and Roberta, too. Who isn't...
Oh, Garrick. I thought you said Derek for a second. I'm like, Derek?
Did I say Derek by mistake? I'm sorry if I did.
You asked me a question earlier, which was, do I think that Rick from... Can you hear me? I'm sorry. My screen turned off, so my microphone might have turned off. You asked me whether Rick from The Walking Dead, his full name was Richard or Garrick.
Yeah, those are the only two options.
I think it might be Warwick, but it has changed that show forever for me now.
Right? Because you never stopped to think about it.
I mean, Laurie was never enough for him. Let's be honest. He's worked his way, even in the apocalypse, through quite a few women as Garrick Grimes.
Garrick Grimes. Yeah. And yeah. You know, in the beginning, he was like, God promised me more than Lori.
Do you reckon he paid that zombie off to bite her?
Probably. I think she's I think she's another TV wife who was done wrong because.
Yeah. She was the original Skyler White, right?
Yeah. And I'm not. Yeah. Look. I wouldn't throw Andrew Lincoln out of bed for eating biscuits. I don't know. I wouldn't.
He can eat whatever he likes in your bed.
Yeah, exactly. But John Bernthal is hotter than him.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
So, and look.
But while we're talking about a show with polyamory, that. I could see room for both of them in your life.
Yeah, might be nice. That took me to a place. I've got to come back now. Oh, dear. Yeah, well, you know, absence makes the heart and the vagina grow fonder.
See, if Laurie had just suggested a brother-husband situation, it might have all turned out very different.
I think it would have been fine.
Who would it be?
Right. So.
Let's go to Cancun.
I was so surprised by this because I was not expecting that Natalia would be somebody who empowered, validated, and listened to Danielle.
Nope. She's like the anti-Nick. You know how, like, I was saying that Nick is the gaslighting kind of, oh, I will listen to you, but then really doesn't.
But this she is where...
Yeah, she is full on. Speak your truth, sister.
This is where I'm a bit like, I still think there's an outside chance that Danielle is Lady Macbething this. Because to choose... I mean, I think that... I don't think she was sexually attracted to Roberta, but I think she was in love with... I think she loved Roberta genuinely. And anyone who had a heart who is a girl or identifies as a girl, female friendships, when they end, it's so much more heartbreaking than a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
At least in my experience.
Yeah.
And so I was shocked to find, because I thought that Natalia was going to be a, look, I don't give a shit about this bitch. I am taking these two for a ride, and I'm not even going to put the effort in with Danielle because I don't have the energy.
It was either I'm taking these two for a ride or I'm taking her for a ride and I'm going to take his life and bank balance for a ride, you know?
I don't know forget that she his was knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. his Holy Ghost. I don't think that she was out to con them both, but I think she was out, or I thought she was out to sideline Danielle big time, yeah. To take what was hers.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised to find that that's not the case.
But I think they're surprised too, okay? So when you're saying maybe Danielle's kind of Lady Macbething it, that she's found someone who would stand up to Garrick, I don't think that's true. I think this is a huge surprise to them both.
You may be right. And as my mother, who refuses to appear on this podcast... despite me trying, said or observed, Danielle is a lot smarter than we give her credit for, but she's had to suppress the thinking part of her brain.
Yeah.
Just to get by. Like, there's a point. Yeah. So
thinking has done her no good. If she thought about things, she would have to actually acknowledge the full horror of what has unfolded.
Of her life, yes. And I have a theory, spoiler alert, if you want to, continue to live your life in the bliss of ignorance. But spoiler alert for Garrick and Danielle. So we know that they've had another baby. And I think the reason she had the baby or allowed herself to... be put in that position is because now, even though they're divorced, if he dumped her, he would still owe her child support and he would still have to,
which wouldn't be enough for her to live off, but there's still a connection at least.
Exactly.
He has to stay in her life in some way. You know?
Exactly.
I always felt was the whole, like, motivation behind Roberta before, that, unless she submitted and succumbed to everything, then she had nothing at that point, you know?
Right.
Now it's really interesting. So what really upset Danielle more than anything this time was not that Garrick had been online cheating. It's online cheating. It's not the same as cheating. It's online cheating. It wasn't that. It's that he had made a promise to new girl, but when she asked for the same thing, she was turned down. That's what annoyed her.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Yeah, rightly so. But the levels of complexity there. The betrayal wasn't that he was still on dating apps. It's that when she asked him to stop, he wouldn't. But,
Yep.
Her word didn't carry as much weight, despite the fact that she was the mother of his,
Yeah. But that, Yeah. I can see how that would be a tipping point, though, because she's convinced herself that all the rest makes sense, right? But what doesn't make sense is her not being bottom bitch, so to speak. Like, she's still wife number one.
I was going to say, the true horror of Danielle's situation is that she's being supplanted as wife number one. Like, that, at least she had that.
Right.
And when this discovery is made, she's lost even that. She's not even, you know, the top dog. It's rough. It's rough. But did you enjoy Garrick's blinking technique? So I was talking about how Slick Nick can, like, talk his way out of any situation. Garrick has never had to try.
No. He literally just sits there blinking, and then in the ITM he goes,
blinks in disbelief.
He goes, I didn't know what to do, so I just kept, I just ignored it. I you bet know, you did.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the worst strategy. I mean, it really isn't. I'm thinking there could be quite a lot of situations in life where we could all learn from that. Like, a cop pulls you over for speeding and you just blink. Like, eventually.
Do you think he's, because there are people who, there are men in the reality TV worlds who make me incandescent with rage.
Yeah.
Shockingly, he is not one of them because.
No.
As with Cody Brown, I enjoy hating him so much that it turns to love.
Yeah.
Or a type of affection.
Yeah. I'm fond of Garrick. just the guileless simplicity of the man, you know? Like, he's completely, I don't know if he believes any of what he says, but the idea that his desires aren't his desires, but God told him he'd have five hot wives.
the fact that he said, I mean, can you imagine saying on national television, God promised me more than Michelle?
Yeah. I love him. I love him so much. Honestly, no writer could write someone as
I know.
As magnificently self-absorbed. He's such a joy. He's such a joy. And I think, like, we were all super excited. Like, oh my God, because they've been trailing it through the show. Oh my God, this is the moment where his comeuppance comes. But the amazing thing about Garrick is he will just blink. And then everyone has to go, oh, what do we do? Do we leave him?
Right.
But he's carefully arranged it so that the people that he's involved with, due to sunk loss fallacy or whatever it is, will not actually do that. And so there is no comeuppance. There is no reckoning. There is no higher power to throw vengeance and judgment on him because he's invented his own God.
Folks, I am sorry to cut things briefish, but I have got to organize a whole ass Easter egg hunt.
Oh no.
And it is getting, I didn't sleep at all last night and I didn't get to catch up on that sleep. And if you know, you know. And plus also, he already had an Easter egg hunt at his mother's house today. So I, you know, have to, the pressure is on. I am up to the task. I am prepared, but I have got to get these eggs hidden before I collapse in on myself like a dying star.
You are doing the Lord's work. We all love you. I miss you. I will see you very soon, and there will be huggies. The bays all miss you because they don't get to hug you, but they would if they could. And thank you for sparing the time this evening.
Three more sleeps.
Aww.
And then
we'll all be back in the buggy bed.
From now on, I don't want to have any more vacations apart.
No, I want you to come.
I know. Well, more on that later. Okay. We love you guys. We will see you soon.
See you soon, loves.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.